Welcome to The Ride of Real Estate, your go-to podcast for real estate enthusiasts who thrive on that excitement of property and prosperity. Let's buckle up together and navigate this crazy map of opportunity. Together, we will unearth the truths, the secrets behind the curtain, discover your voice, and find your personal niche. Are you ready? Let's go. Welcome to The Ride of Real Estate with Debbie Yeagle. Yep, that's me, the energetic realtor of 42 years in this industry and loving every second and minute I get to participate in it. We are going to talk today about a very exciting thing, your first meeting with a new real estate agent for your first appointment. I love talking about this appointment because there are so many expectations. And yes, I love it and I hate it. As an agent, I can tell you, even with all of my experience and all of my knowledge, I love it, hate it, scared for it. It's a phenomenon that I notice and I'm so self-aware of it. And I have a whole pacing thing going on and an iced coffee in my hand. I just am freaked out before the buyer arrives. I'm nervous, pacing, hoping you don't show up. It's just all comes down to a fear of disappointing the buyer. Peter, my rock, as I've mentioned before, we have a hashtag, poor Peter, tells me it's all a good thing because I actually care. And that's why I'm so nervous. I'm nervous about the performance. I'm nervous and I have anxiety that I am not going to be able to fulfill your dreams if the inventory is low or whatever it may be. But I'm not really scared. I'm just anxious. So I'm very hyped up by the time you arrive. Now, back to your lesson. I am so excited to share my spin on this and dissect this process to help you see behind that curtain. Whether you're a first timer or you're a veteran, it's scary with tons of stimuli coming at you in all directions. But a good agent is going to make it seem navigable for you. And that's why we had that podcast about rockstar agents. Now, what to expect on that first rockstar agent appointment? Let's see. Here we go. Remember, the agent you have chosen is part of your team. That agent is on your side. Quit hiding things. Quit thinking you can outsmart that agent. Quit hiding things and acting suspicious. Be a tell-all. Look at that agent as your team member to win what you want. You must communicate. You must also listen. You should be excited and yet a bit scared. You should trust and not be suspicious. That agent is on your side. I want to stress that. Side note for you. When you feel fear throughout this whole process, you will, I guarantee it. I want you to understand what fear is. That is an indicator that you're on the right path. Being scared is a good thing. It means something. It's your indicator, woot, woot, you're on the path of finding that home. I also want you to bring that first day your A game of energy, hype, hope. Grab your coffee, your espresso, whatever you need, but pulse up, baby, and dedicate those few hours to your agent. That appointment is so meaningful. So bring that A game on and remember my key words to help you through: energy, trust, honesty, work ethic, listening, communicate, and confidence. These key words your whole team motto will create your win. Your strategy to win is with this team. So please open up and be honest. Now, for your homework prep. Woohoo! You are the sous chef to your agent you've chosen. The week before your appointment, you should send links of homes that have caught your eye. Not being a nuisance, it's helping. Whatever catches your eye, visually or mentally, send them. Why? Because these choices are going to help share to your agent of choice what your eye likes, what your design aesthetic is loving, and it's going to give that agent an idea to build upon. It's the agent spark. So send those links. Even if the house is more expensive than in your price range, I want you to send that link because it could be a dream home. And here's the why. There may be a house out there that's so similar to this dream home, but needs work. That agent, he or she, is going to pull that house and say, look, here's a fixer-upper. Here's something that's not turnkey. It's in the price range, but I think this could be a great project for you if you're up for it. Make the agent stretch her brain. You stretch your brain, and you're going to have fabulous results. We want, as agents, to be provoked because, trust me, we are the provocative agents out there. The really good ones are going to make you think and never, ever regret. Speaking of a price range, you have a feeling, but we need fact. So that means you need to identify a lender and get pre-qualified. So where do you go? Well, I'm glad you asked that question, Debbie. I want you to call your agent, text your agent, and say, hey, who are the lenders you suggest? And why? Because these agents know what's acceptable and who works well. And trust me when I say, your identified agent is going to know the responsible, responsive lenders, the ones that will create a smooth transaction for you. Once you've gone through all this work and identified the home, what you don't want is that the lender falls flat. So we want to identify the lender that that agent works with a lot, and it's going to be a smooth transaction. And here's another note on that. When this agent is negotiating and presenting an offer, when she talks about a lender as part of the process, which it's always part of that offer, that seller and that selling agent is going to feel better that we are working with a bank that they're familiar with. So you will get a better response from that seller and that listing agent. So let's talk about problematic lenders. I once had a deal. Well, it happened one time, truly. It was back in my first year, and my big corporate office, big company nationwide, came up with the idea they should have a lending department and a title department. For this specific instance, it was a big mistake on my part, but I was pressured into being a top agent and being told, the office will follow you. You need to apply with this lender. So I followed the course and I used the lender that was owned by my company. And truly, it was a really bad mistake. It was an early on decision. So I had a young buyer transferring in to my town and they were putting just a few percent down. And this lender promised results 2 days before the closing. Guess what? Everyone's in a truck, appliances are being delivered, and the lender falls flat. Now what do I do? So many things could go wrong with this situation, but instead of panicking, a good agent, I navigated my normal lender, got miraculous results, and closed that deal within 10 days. With that, understand an agent holds a lot of power in her hand to help facilitate a closing. So when she recommends somebody, do not be suspicious. I have had buyers who've told me, I've been told and warned not to use people that you recommend. I don't understand that statement because my job is to get you in your front door to your home. My job as an agent is to get a successful closing and bring ease to the situation and the deal. So when you are suspicious and you don't want to use who we recommend as agents, you're swimming upstream, people. So please know that the agent is on your side. That agent is there to give you a good closing. So now that the agent has recommended a lender for you, give them a call, get your pre-approval, get your pre-qual, and now know that you're ready. So prior to looking for homes, you have contacted the lender, you have a pre-qualification in hand, and your buying team is ready, willing, and able to capture your dream. Remember, it's your dream that we're trying to create for you as a reality. I want to add, now that that boring part of financing is over, it's a necessary evil. It's going to make your offer stronger. And I love this part. But at the same time, the financing is just the reality of numbers and it's blah, 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 but it's necessary. So now I want you to get to the happy part, the part I love, your dream list. These are four thoughts: location, kind of property, the style, and the amount of work you're comfortable to do. Location is the proximity to your demands. So whether it's a town, a train, or a school, that's important. The kind of property, whether you want privacy, woods, or neighborhood, a subdivision. The style is the architecture, the design, the visual, the part I love. The amount of work you're comfortable to do is whether you want a turnkey or a reno. And what level of a renovation do you want? These are all thoughts that go into the homework. Now, the day arrives and you're feeling a lot. You're nervous, you're excited, you can be playful and happy. Go meet your rock star agent. As I said earlier, as an agent, and I'll speak personally, I always plan to meet you, the buyer, at a local destination. So whether it's a general store, a coffee shop, I'm going to meet you there. And why do I do that? I do that because this meet and greet is so important and I want it in a safe, neutral zone. And so it's not my office where it can be sterile or happy or me. It's in an area where there's other people and it's safe. And when I say safe, I actually mean safe. Remember, real estate is the one place where we're meeting strangers. And I will tell you, I do not expect any agent to meet you at a vacant home. It is not a safe zone. So I'm going to always demand of my agents that work for me or myself to meet you at a neutral zone where there are people and we can suss each other out. And what we want to accomplish in this first meeting, now that we're in front of each other, is to get to see each other visually and start to listen and to set the scene of open and honesty and lots of words and talk. We want to find our common ground. So depending on the area that you're looking, the inventory and the time of year, you should expect to see about 3 to 7 homes in a day. It's a great foundation, psychologically and physically, about the optimal number that you're not going to be overwhelmed, and it's a perfect first showing. A good agent, and that rock star agent, which we talked about in an earlier podcast, is going to create a list of low-end, high-end, turnkey versus needing work, and they are going to create a complete comprehension of the specific market you are looking within. The first appointment is to be your foundation, your control within your group, and your understanding. The merging of your team's energy, a comprehension of the tempo, that metronome, keeping that tempo, and the strength. Remember, the more you trust and you let the day progress and you absorb. My business book I'm writing is called A Leaf in the River. And the reason is I want you to visualize a leaf floating down the river, hitting a rock, but not hitting a rock, but gently going around it. This is what I expect from everyone. I want you to gently float down, listen, absorb, and when you hit a rock, just gently go around it. It's not an obstacle, it's an opportunity. So when you are out looking, I don't care if you hate the house. What we want as agents is that you assess that house, because every assessment gives us an internal view of how you're thinking. And a side note on this, when as an agent, they ask you what you do for a living, we don't care about the economics because you have your pre-approval or qualifications. What it's giving us is your vocabulary. Because if you're in marketing or you're creative, my vocabulary is going to change. If you're an engineer or you're a mathematician, I am going to speak more statistically. So when I ask what you do, it's giving me your personal vocabulary so that I can help talk that way to help you find your home easily. Again, I want you to trust and let the day progress. When out driving and we're following each other, typically in today's market, the reality is you're in your own car. So it's driving me crazy because earlier on in my career, you were always in my car. Not trapped, but what was good about it was that I had the time to talk to you and get to know you. So immediately when the market changed because of COVID, I bought walkie-talkies. And we have so much fun with those walkie-talkies as you follow me. So I want you to know it can be a fun process if you're in your car. I'm able to talk to you the whole time. So you're getting to know me. You're getting to know the agent who's on your side. I'm going to keep stressing that we're on your side. Now, this simple exercise, verbalizing everything you're feeling, the more you talk, the faster you're going to win and the easier you're going to get the house you want. You need to allow yourself to go through this process. Do the good, do the bad, and don't freak out if you actually find a home on the first day, because a good rock star agent is going to find a home on your first day. I kid you not. They have assessed the houses, analyzed your needs, looked at you psychologically, and chosen the 7 houses maybe, or 5, that you want to go through, and there'll be a great compilation of choices. As you're going through these houses, keep analyzing and verbalizing and assessing. Because truly, the more you say, the better. I can't stress that enough. And at the end of the day, you will feel overstimulated, exhausted, overwhelmed. But underlying, you're going to feel great. With a good rockstar agent, you're going to feel you've done your job. There will be too many visuals in your head, and your head's going to be spinning and running together. But the real fun part of this it never ceases to amaze me. Every house will have a nickname. So it's going to be the house with the purple wall. It's going to be the house with the yellow wall. It's going to be the one with all the wallpaper, the house with the big dog. That is important to know. Every house is going to have some kind of nickname. And don't be afraid of nicknaming them. It's okay. I want you to know it's okay to nickname these houses so everyone understands what we're looking at. You're going to drive away, you're going to start to process, and you're going to bunch it all up, as I said. It's not too hard to start to pick it apart and start to analyze. If you start to be afraid, it's okay. It's a lot of emotion, and I want you to know, and I always tell my agents this, to remind people, moving and buying a house is as stressful as the loss of a partner. So understand the people that we're dealing with are on a high level of emotion and fear and excitement. So watch for your fear and your excitement balance and know that moving is going to be a compilation of crazy. I want you to call your agent after that showing. I want you to call the next day or text. Talk it out. Be honest and say, I love the third house. It needs this. I love the second house, but I think the third answers our needs. And your agent is going to get specific. And she may or he may say, let's go for it. Their job is to hear your fear and close on you. And it's not a closing tactic to push you into something. It's a closing tactic to help you over that bridge. Because truly, guys, it's not easy to say, hey, let's go in debt and get a house. What we're trying to do is find a place that you can call home, that you can say, I have an investment and this is it. We're here to help you. So be honest and say your words because your agent is not going to use it against you. She's going or he's going to help you. Go for it. You're ready. You have your pre-approval or pre-qualification, and your agent will take you to the next step. Thank you for listening today. This was a wonderful podcast, one of my favorites, that first appointment with your rock star agent, and I can't wait for the next. And truly remember, every day is a great day to buy, buy, buy. Thank you for listening today to The Ride of Real Estate. Remember, whether you're a buyer, a seller, an agent, an investor, or even just a dabbler, your enthusiasm, curiosity, and vision are your best assets. The scene of real estate is ever-changing, and every week I will keep you buzzing with every new secret for success. Keep looking around the corner for the next stop, and we'll see you next week.